I'm speaking with Ted Glob, Glob Farm Management in the Mid-South at the John Deere Precision Ag Meeting in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Ted, how are your operations utilizing Precision Ag?
Well, a lot of our operators are going in, particularly with spray equipment, the new stuff where the planters adjust on the ends, the headlines, particularly with a seed cost. There's a lot of savings to prevent overlap. I gave the example where one of my operators bought one of the new sprayers in a triangle field by cutting off in every 3 feet. He was able to cut, 300 gallons from 800 gallons on that field to 500. That's a significant savings. That doesn't include the increased efficiency in the longer time. We're still working under the mule theory. After 12 hours, I'm tired, and that tractor's tired. That's not true. That tractor can run 24 hours a day. This technology allows a lot of the operators to do that.
We've heard much at this seminar about how it's less wear and tear on the operator himself or herself. Is that in fact true?
Yes. Everything I've seen on that, and as I joke, I've never seen a farmer buy a narrower piece of equipment. And when we go into the larger planters, the wider combine headers, the more rows on a picker, there needs to be more time involved in monitoring what's up in front of you. That allows the operator not to have to concentrate on steering, but monitoring, i.e. planting cotton. If your insecticide's going down right, your herbicide's going down, all the planters are working right. When you hang 12 planters out there, all of them need to be clicking at the right time, and that allows you to spend your time monitoring those issues. The same thing in our harvest equipment. You're able to watch that header and look at it. A 30-foot header in a rice combine, that head is swiveling just watching that header to keep from hitting a stump or an odd item or something like that.
You've got your finger on the pulse of agriculture in the Mid-South. Do you see more farmers, a few more each year, adopting, getting into Precision Ag?
Yes. One of the issues that I've discussed with a few folks, we did a comparison, and I was even shocked last year, between the Midwest and the South on corn, soybeans, and wheat up there, and corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, and rice in the South. Now, in the South, we used irrigation so that we can compare yields. And one of the biggest items that we're over on is the lack of efficiency use of equipment. This technology allows us to go, instead of 1,000 hours a year on a piece of equipment, to 2,000 hours a year on a piece of equipment. It's really one of the best ways that you've heard in here that we can cover more acres with the same equipment and the same labor.
In general, how should growers who are considering getting into Precision Ag, what should their expectations be going in?
You need to go to the dealer or whoever you're talking with, a person representing the technology, and ask him the questions of what you want it to do. And before that, you may need to just ask the question, what does this technology do? Because one of the issues is the technology has a lot more capabilities than we understand it can do at the moment. And that's all got to be developed. This is new technology. I mean, even John Deere here today, we're talking about a lot of new items that are coming. And some of it's not as developed as much down here in the South as it is in the Midwest, but there's real opportunity. Again, do a little research. Attending a meeting like this, John Deere's going to do a hands-on outside. Maybe start a little basic, but it really works. Simple yield monitors for 2 or 3 years will do a lot of data and processing that data. Terry Griffin, looking at what the extension's coming down with, gives you some solid tools to look at. There's just a lot of research to figure out how to really utilize this to your full benefit. The good thing is we've got several really good operators here discussing points of how they make it work for them.
Ted Glob, owner of Glob Farm Management, based in Northeast Arkansas. Ted was a presenter at the John Deere Precision Ag Meeting in Jonesboro, Arkansas. I'm Stuart Doan reporting.